Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2016 Reese's Senior Bowl. It's the top collection of senior talent in the nation as they prepare for the next level that they call the NFL. And we have a fantastic one for you today. I told him right before we go on, I think this kid is really a hell of a football player. It's Jonathan Williams, Arkansas. And I always think what you could have done if you and Alex Collins weren't there, but I think that shows the unselfishness of what you guys did. I mean, obviously you probably would like to have 35 carries a game if you could. But with that said, fabulous career. What's it like being here?
Great experience. You know, I'm honored to still be able to get a chance without playing my senior year. You know, I thank Phil Savage for that, and I'm excited. You know, there's a lot of good talent here, a lot of talented guys, a lot of funny guys. So it's good to come in and hang out with some guys and see their personality and see, you know, what they bring from their university.
Nice. And how you feeling now?
I'm feeling good. You know, yeah. I'm not going to be full go, but still a great opportunity to be able to meet with teams and get familiar with them.
Nice. How many teams do you think you've talked to so far?
Several. I don't know. Upward towards 15 to 20.
What's the craziest question you got so far?
More of the questions from some of the testing that we've done have been some weird questions. One question was, name two reasons why you should be taxed. Two reasons why taxes are good things, and I'm just like, I don't know yet.
You're like, I can pick up the blitz. I know a gap to hit. Right?
Exactly.
That's what you should be.
Exactly. Not a politician, but I answered it to the best of my ability.
Excellent stuff. Have you always been blessed with that? I mean, if you're playing Pee Wee Pop Warner, were you that kid scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns?
Yeah, I always was. You know, growing up, kid from Texas, football is huge in Texas, so. I was a kid that they take birth certificate before every game just to make sure
really?
That
it's scrutiny.
But you know, athletic ability can only take you so far. Once you get to this level, you know, everybody has that ability. It's about, you know, the guys that have it mentally, you know, the guys that are mentally sharp and the guys that are gonna work to continue to get better. You know, once you get to this level and once you're good, it's hard to continue to get good, you know. So you always have to find those small things to critique to elevate your game.
And talk about that mental aspect. I mean, you getting hurt your senior year with so much, I mean, you know, this is at the back end, the dream probably coming to fruition for you. I'm sure maybe the day after, you're probably head spinning, like, you know, besides Arkansas, what's going to happen with the team? Then you're thinking down the road, how's that going to affect me? I mean, just kind of take us through the first couple of days.
You know, I'm actually somebody that gets over stuff quick. So the next day I was actually in the weight room at 6 o'clock in the morning with my strength coach working out just because, you know, I have a lot of confidence in myself, and I'm somebody that once I set a goal, I'm going to reach my goal. So, you know, that first day was tough, definitely tough. I'd be lying if I said it wasn't, but that next day was when it really clicked, and I was full force ready to get back and get the 100%. So always ready.
Love it. Once again, Jonathan Williams, a standout from Arkansas. I love this kid on TV, and if you're talking to him in person, you're going to love him even more. That's what scouts are going to probably walk away with, too, if they spend the week with this young man. What are they going to love about you? What are those qualities at the running back position that you bring?
I think I could be an every down back. You know, as a freshman, I came in, I was more used to catch the ball out of the backfield and things of that nature. You know, Brett Bielema came in, he wanted a more physical style of run play, so that's where you see me being able to run physical. So I feel like I can adapt my game to any, you know, offense, whatever they need out of me, I feel like I can do, blocking, running, and catching the ball out the backfield.
Anything go unnoticed? Maybe the scheme you ran, maybe the film study, leadership qualities?
I think people have a good grasp of, you know, they've done their research and know, but, you know, just my love for the game, I don't think that could ever be acknowledged enough, just because, I mean, it's hard to tell how much somebody loves the game, but I love the game of football. You know, it's something that, if you know, even after football, even after I'm done playing football, I'm a communication major because I want to be a sports analyst and still be involved with football. You know, football has always been a big part of not only my life, but my family's life as well. So I'm a fan of football just as much as I am an athlete.
Nice. Do you watch the games? Do you get a chance to watch it?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Whenever I can, I definitely do.
Did you care who won? Or were you rooting for him to see anyone for any reason?
As far as the last?
Daddy's last two games?
I'm a Tom Brady fan. I do like Tom Brady. I respect Peyton Manning a lot. Cardinals and the Panthers kind of up in the air just because I like the way both of them play. You know, I like Cam Newton. I also like the Cardinals, and you know, the solid play that they play with. So it was tough. It was tough to pick a side, but it was definitely some good football. Some good football.
I picked Denver. I got that one. And I picked Arizona.
Okay. I thought the Patriots would win. I felt Carolina. I was kind of going for Arizona just because they're the underdogs. I'm an underdog type of guy, but I can't bet against Cam.
I can't what. I've been going against Carolina all year. And I should have Carolina people pay me money. Because if I give them the blessing to come to the Super Bowl, they probably will lose. I was even going to pick them last week. I was going to pick them when we do some radio stuff. They're like, who are you tagging? I go, well, I think the Carolina Panthers are a better football team. I go, but I haven't picked them yet to win, so I ain't going to do it. So I go, but that said, you know they're going to win the game. Before we let you go, we always like to wrap things up with a couple lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with us?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're talking female celebrities, Jonathan. If you could take anyone out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to join you for dinner?
I'm going to go with Beyonce.
Nice. She's making a comeback this year.
She is.
Rihanna took her down last year. She was back champion in like 13 or 14. Rihanna took her down last year.
Yeah. My girlfriend actually is a huge Beyonce fan, so she has me watching some Beyonce stuff. So
which is
I like
good
it.
For you, too. You're like, yeah, baby, we can watch that. Yeah, we watch your concert, sure.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, it's like a win-win. She's happy, you're happy. Yeah. And then if you had to earn a living doing one of these other two things besides carrying the football professionally, are we more likely to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a boy band, or more inclined to see you on the runway as a male model?
Runway as a male model. I'm just not a vocally blessed. I'm not blessed with the vocals, but if I could sing, I definitely would, but I don't think I have the ability.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Jonathan Williams, the standout from Arkansas. Fabulous career. I enjoyed watching you play and getting down here to actually go one-on-one with you. What a great young man you are. These scouts are going to walk away impressed.
Thank you.
So once again, Jonathan Williams, kind enough to join us here on the T2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.